Squirrels are some of the most prevalent rodents living across North America, although most people don't consider them to be as quiet, pest-like quiet, as mice or rats. In fact, most are happy to see these energetic little creatures romping around backyards all over the world. Two of the most well-known squirrels across North America are the red squirrel and the gray squirrel. Although they are quite similar, they belong to different groups and have some clear distinctions. Let's compare red squirrels versus gray squirrels and see what makes them unique. Comparing a red squirrel and a gray squirrel. The five main differences between a red squirrel and a gray squirrel. The main differences between red and gray squirrels are that red squirrels have a more northern range, are smaller, and prefer a diet of spruce seeds. Gray squirrels are larger, have a southeastern range, and prefer nut trees. The red and gray squirrels are among the most common species of squirrel across North America, although gray squirrels are known to be the most numerous and well-known. Both are considered rodents and are arboreal but are divided into differing genera. It's also important to note that quiet, red squirrel squat, and quiet, gray squirrel squat, are common terms used in North America to describe the American red squirrel and the eastern gray squirrel. Quiet, red quiet, squirrels live in Europe but are an entirely different species. Between the two, identification is fairly easy. Red squirrels are rusty red with white bellies and are a little bit larger than the average chipmunk. Gray squirrels are gray, although melanistic variations exist, causing them to be black, and are significantly larger than red squirrels. Let's explore these differences, plus a few more, in some more detail below. Red squirrel versus gray squirrel, size. When it comes to size, red squirrels are among the smallest arboreal squirrel species in North America. They generally measure 10 to 15 inches long from head to tail and have a body size slightly larger than the average chipmunk. Gray squirrels are much larger than red squirrels, especially in the northern ranges. They generally average 16.6 to 21.6 inches long from head to tail and can weigh as much as 1.5 pounds in some places. Red squirrel versus gray squirrel, color. As their names would suggest, red squirrels have rusty red fur covering their bodies. Their tails are often darker red and are occasionally ringed with a black line. Red squirrels often have lighter undersides, usually white bellies ringed in gray as it meets the red fur along their backs. Gray squirrels are most commonly gray with a lighter belly that's usually white. Interestingly, a melanistic variation exists in the northern ranges that have turned gray squirrels totally black, although they are still considered gray squirrels. This genetic variation increases their ability to thermoregulate, especially in lower temperatures. Other gray squirrel variations include white and brown, although they are less common. Red squirrel versus gray squirrel, diet. Most rodents, including squirrels, have a varied diet. Still, there are some dietary preferences that each species sticks to. Red squirrels primarily eat seeds, especially those of the white spruce tree. White spruce seeds can account for as much as 50% of a red squirrel's diet. Additionally, they are known to eat buds, mushrooms, berries, and even bird eggs. Gray squirrels mostly eat nuts from deciduous trees, although any bird feeder knows that they won't hesitate to eat anything they can find. They also eat bark, tree buds, flowers, and berries. Red squirrel versus gray squirrel, distribution. Gray squirrels are found across the eastern portion of the United States and in southern Canada. Their southern range encompasses Florida. Additionally, they are considered an invasive species in countries around the world, especially in Europe. Red squirrels can be found across most of Canada, except the large open areas without trees. Their range extends into the United States, primarily through the Rocky Mountains as far south as Arizona and in the northeast around New England. Red squirrel versus gray squirrel, habitat. While both squirrels are arboreal, they prefer different regions. Red squirrels are most commonly found in coniferous forests, where spruce and pine trees make up the bulk of the biomass. Recently, however, studies show red squirrels are potentially expanding into other types of forests. Gray squirrels are most densely populated in large regions of deciduous forests. Additionally, they can be found in urban and suburban areas and have adapted to humans extremely well.